Have you ever planned the perfect ending to something, only to have it yanked away at the last second? I'm Tower, and this is ATIS on Radio Hangar. Today we've got a story that reminds you why aviation people are different from everyone else. Here's what you need to know. A Spirit Airlines captain was set to fly his final revenue flight. The man had spent decades in the left seat, and like every career pilot, that last leg means something. You brief it a little slower. You soak in the pushback, you let the moment breathe. But Spirit Airlines, as we all know, ceased operations earlier this year. The airline folded before this captain could fly his retirement flight. Done, gone. No ceremony, no water cannon, no final PA announcement to the passengers. Today's segment is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. Now, here's where this story gets good. Southwest Airlines found out about this captain's situation and said, "We're gonna fix this." They gave him an honorary retirement flight. Not a competitor taking a shot. Not a PR stunt dressed up in a press release. Southwest brought this man in, gave him the send-off he earned, and treated him like one of their own. Let that sit for a second. These are two airlines that competed for passengers on the same routes at the same airports, sometimes gate to gate. And when one of them disappeared and left a pilot without his farewell, the other one stepped up. No questions asked. The headline doesn't tell the whole story here. This isn't just a feel-good moment. This is the aviation culture doing what it does best. We talk a lot on this frequency about regulations and safety bulletins and industry consolidation, but underneath all of that machinery, there are people. People who understand what it means to log your last hour. People who know that a career in the flight deck deserves a final chapter, not a bankruptcy filing. If you've been around airports long enough, this won't surprise you. The ramp worker who helps a student pilot tie down in 30-knot gusts. The controller who stays patient when you're lost on a Delta taxiway at an unfamiliar field. The mechanic who calls you on a Saturday because he noticed something on your annual that wasn't squawked but didn't look right. Aviation is a community first and an industry second. For the broader picture, Spirit's closure displays thousands of crew members. Pilots, flight attendants, dispatchers, mechanics. Many have found homes at other carriers. The hiring environment remains strong enough that most experienced aviators are landing on their feet. But the emotional side of it, the abrupt end to routines and relationships built over years, that doesn't get talked about enough. What Southwest did here cost them almost nothing in dollars, but in goodwill in demonstrating what this profession is supposed to be about. It's enormous. It sends a message to every line pilot at every carrier. You are not your company's balance sheet. Your career has value that transcends whoever signs your paycheck. This affects you if you're a younger pilot building hours right now. Pay attention to which companies treat people like humans and which ones treat people like employee numbers. Culture matters. When the music stops, and in this industry, it always stops eventually for someone, you want to be surrounded by people who remember that we're all just pilots trying to do the job well. One more thought on this. The retirement flight tradition itself is worth preserving. It's one of the few rituals left in commercial aviation that hasn't been sanitized by corporate policy. The water cannon salute, the family at the gate, the crew applauding on the jump seat. These moments matter because flying is not just a job. For most of us, it's the thing we always wanted to do. Marking the end of that deserves respect. Sources today from Simple Flying on the Southwest and Spirit Story. More at RadioHangar.com. I'm Tower. Fly good. Treat people better.